Good morning. It's June 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Hither and Yonder. Strategy equals execution. All the great ideas and visions in the world are worthless if they can't be implemented rapidly and efficiently. Good leaders delegate and empower others liberally, but they pay attention to details every day. General Colin Powell. Yanni. In a roundabout way, she was responsible for the tremendous blow to my forehead at 4:30 a.m. that Monday morning. The more direct cause lay in my position at the time, lying under the steel desk, with my head about 6 feet from the cow theoretically under my supervision at the time. I'd only been asleep for an hour or so when something struck the sole of my feet, instantly propelling me into a sitting position. Unfortunately, the desk didn't quite allow adequate clearance for the sitting position, and thus the fierce blow to my head only microseconds after my foot was insulted. I uttered several expletives, college students being particularly adept at this form of communication. I slid myself angrily out from under the desk and looked up, way up, at the face of my assailant, who unfortunately was the 6'6" Dr. Denton Cooley, famous heart surgeon and my boss at the time. "Aren't you supposed to be watching my cows?" he snapped. I decided this wasn't the time to remind Dr. Cooley that they weren't technically his cows. If you're at all confused, add to the scenario that this scene is playing out on the third floor of the Texas Heart Institute in 1977. I was a pre-med student at Rice University, across the street, trying to earn a few extra bucks at night by taking readings on the cows who were implanted with total artificial hearts. It was 5 years before the device would be placed into Barney Clark at the University of Utah, and thus a fierce competition was playing out at various institutions across the country. My job was to record the Swan-Ganz catheter readings, administer antibiotics, feed, water, and otherwise nurture the two cows whose natural hearts had been replaced with plastic ones operated pneumatically. There were a number of less famous cows throughout the nation prior to Barney Clark. The Utah team had calves, little cows for non-Texans, living for hundreds of days more than our cows and actually outgrowing their hearts. Our moose had a nasty tendency to die of sepsis or get sacrificed in the interest of drug studies for companies who in large part funded the research. But that meant our cows had many more holes in their chests for hoses and IVs and opportunities for infection. College students who fell asleep on the job did little to advance our competitive status in the research. While Dr. Cooley caught me snoozing, he allowed me to rise to my feet and fill him in on the night's events. He made it clear that errors in drug administration or catheter readings could lead to faulty data or worse, the premature loss of a cow. That would translate into millions of dollars in lost grant money, which in turn meant that people could lose their jobs, which down the road could mean that sick people would lose their lives. Attention to detail matters. And attention to detail is part of doing a job diligently and doing it well. Recall that Paul's letter to the Colossians instructs us to do just that. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not human masters. Colossians 3:23. Remarkably, the Lord is even higher up the scale than a cardiothoracic surgeon. We have God-given talents. Don't waste them. When you go to work each day, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you that anything less than your best is an insult to the Lord. Oh, Yanni. You're probably wondering about the barking dogs. Yanni is short for Yonder. Hither and Yonder were the two Harlequin Great Danes belonging to Dr. Norman, the heart surgeon directly in charge of the lab. He left one there overnight for security. Yanni was 200 pounds and looked down on me when her forepaws were on my shoulders. Her growl was similar to that you would hear from a Russian T-72 tank as it maneuvered over a berm right before crushing you into oblivion. She preferred the couch. I slept on the floor beneath the desk. A man's accomplishments in life are the cumulative effect of his attention to detail. John Foster Dulles. There is the flash in the pan, the sudden success, but continued success is totally dependent upon tremendous attention to detail. Frederick Lenz. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us. You spared no effort in our creation and in providing the means to our salvation through Christ's perfect life and redemptive death. Remind us as we work that we are ourselves nothing short of miraculous, and it behooves us to utilize our gifts to maximize effect in order to bring glory to you. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.